Haines Republican Bill Thomas served 8 years in the House. He lost a close 2012 race to Sitka's Jonathan Christ Tompkins after new boundaries put that city inside his district. He hoped for a rematch, but an updated redistricting plan put Haines in with Juneau and a few smaller communities, not Sitka. Thomas says he's considering a run for Curtula's seat, which has been held by a Democrat for at least 2 decades, but he probably won't do it.
I think it'd be an uphill battle, you know, from what I've seen through the years, depending on who they put in there.
District Democrats will nominate up to 3 replacements, with a governor making the choice. Thomas can't apply for that since he's a Republican and living outside the current district. But he can run for the seat later this year when election boundaries change. He says he'll decide once he knows whether the new representative is a placeholder or someone who would run as an incumbent.
I'd rather just, I think right now, wait and see what happens this next week or so with the appointment.
Curtula has held the seat for 15 years. She says she hopes Thomas won't run because he'd lose.
Bill Thomas is a friend, so I'm hoping that he'll think twice before he gets himself into this any further. But the math alone means this will stay a Democratic seat and a strong one.
Thomas says he's more inclined to run against Juneau Democratic Senator Dennis Egan, who's up for re-election this year.
I'll be the first one to admit my chances of beating Dennis Egan straight up were nil.
Egan was appointed to the post in 2009 when Senator Kim Elton resigned for an Obama administration job. The Juneau Democrat was unopposed in his 2010 re-election bid. Thomas points to Egan's recent hospitalization and wonders whether the Juneau Democrat will be able to complete another 4-year term.
I just want to have a debate with him saying, you're going to spend your 4 years, and if not, you step down within a year or 6 months after the election.
There's no way in heck that I would quit serving another term.
Egan says he's fully recovered from what he calls routine heart surgery about 3 years ago. He also says leg surgery last year was successful. He says he's getting back to full speed now after an infection he caught in the hospital attacked his foot.
My health is much better, and you know, and I filed a letter of intent, and I have money, and I plan on running.
Curtula, who's been House Minority Leader, is leaving for a 1-year fellowship at Stanford University's Center for Ocean Solutions. She could return and run again for her House seat or Egan's, but she's not making any plans.
We'll just see what the future brings, but I can't really see that far ahead right now, but I know somebody's going to be in this seat for a long, long time.
Curtula and Egan's current districts include Petersburg, Skagway, Gustavus, and Tenekee. For the next election, they'll drop Petersburg and add Haines. Juneau's other representative is Republican Kathy Munoz. Her district is, and will be, all within the capital city's boundaries. With KTOO's Rosemarie Alexander, this is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.